Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Chloe Hall, welcome to Fat Mascara.
Thank you so much for having me. First time caller, long time fan. Honored.
I love it. I love it. And welcome to everybody else. That's right. This is my guest co-host. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen Sullivan, your co-host. And Chloe Hall is your other co-host today because Jess is a busy, busy woman getting ready for the holidays. Chloe, thanks for doing this.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me. You know, I'm your biggest fan. And I said this podcast will just be me gassing you up for the duration.
It will be mutual admiration society over here. So just so our listeners can get to know you a little bit before we have a sort of regular episode, like we're going to do the news, you and I are going to raise wands. But since I have a special guest co-host, we've got to get into you a little bit. Give us some background. I know, well, we had a beauty connection. We met when we worked at the Hearst Tower together, right?
Yes, we have a very nice meet cute because it was my first day as the Elle.com beauty director. And you were like, Chloe freaking Hall from the beauty closet, wearing a very chic jumpsuit, silver nails, just like a total vibe. And you were like, glad you're here. Glad you're here. Sounds good. Yeah, it was an incredible moment meet. It was, I think it was my first day or my second day or something. So, yes,
I was welcoming.
So welcoming from the beauty closet, too, which felt like it painted the perfect picture, you know? It felt like, okay, right place, right time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't your first job in the beauty beat, right?
No, sorry. So that was when I came back.
Give us some background on your career.
Let me tell you. Okay, so I was born. No, I'm just kidding. So that was my actually second time at Elle. I'm just going to keep going on tours at Elle. But before I was at Elle, I worked at Fashionista, and that's where Leia Chernikov, she was the site director of Elle at the time, poached me and was like, you know, come and do beauty here. Like, it was that. You remember the pivot to video air? So yes. So it was the pivot to video beauty air. So I was actually editing and producing videos and also writing content. And that's where I came to Elle. And then I went to Glossier. I did Teach for America, actually. That's a fun fact. So yes.
Wait,
so,
after, not after
no,
Glossier.
No, no, before. I'm throwing that in there. No.
Glossier was so traumatizing. I went to Teach for America. I was like, I'm out of beauty forever.
No, Glossier. Then I went back to Elle, beauty director under Katie Connor, which was great. And then I just left Elle. Yeah.
What are you doing now?
Yes. So in full circles of beauty, I met Julie Shaw at Elle, who was the beauty director there at the time. And she is like my beauty mom, my like person. She really shaped and crafted my beauty voice to be like, you know, funny and write about this, say this. You know how you talk about beauty and editorial like in certain ways? So she was just so important in that and crafting like, you know, tell these beauty stories in different ways. Tell them with personality, tell them, you know, with voice. So she left, started her own companies, Starface, Clean With Plus, and then she reached out, like, had a baby. She reached out after when I was on maternity leave and was like, do you want to come work for me again? And it's funny because we had a moment when she left out when I was like, you know, don't forget about me. And then, like, 5 years later or whatever it was, she was like, I didn't forget about you. So now I work with her across her incredible brands, Starface, Clean With Plus, Julie, the emergency contraceptive healthcare brand, and FutureWise, which launched the slugging, and yes. Yeah, and more to come.
She's been on the podcast, but when she was on our podcast as a guest, I think Starface was her only brand at that point. So she's like building a little conglomeration and you're there building it with her.
Yes, she is like a genius. And so she's super creative and clever. So she's building all of these really important, impactful brands that reach, you know, young people in really cool and different ways. So it's really exciting. I'm like very happy to be there. I feel like I've done the brand, I've done the editorial, and this is like kind of a cool way to do both in a nice, you know, meaningful way, you know, if that makes sense.
It does. Mm-hmm. They're brands that have like purpose. I love that. The sad part about going to a brand, obviously, is no more Beauty Closet.
Yes, no more Beauty Closet and no more, you know, they cut you and they cut you off quick. I think I still get some from like the loved ones that I love and I'm so appreciative now. But yeah, no more Beauty Closet. No more if I run out of deodorant going into a room and getting more deodorant. You know?
Yeah, and for the uninitiated, like when we worked at those big magazines, I was at Mary Claire when you were at Elle, like just unsolicited beauty products would come in and we'd have samples everywhere. And the joke always was like, okay, well, when we're done with this job and we move on to whatever's next, like, what are we actually going to buy? Like, what is worth paying for? So then you know somebody likes it, right?
Yeah, no, that is like the long-standing joke. It's like, what is worth my hard-earned pennies? Yes.
So what's worth your hard-earned pennies? Like, they cut you off, and you're like, ah, now I got to buy it.
They cut me off. Yeah, okay. This is a great question. Well, I just bought, you know those First Aid Beauty, their Ultra Repair Cream? I am like, I just, like, Dr. Heal Thyself. I don't know if the oatmeal in it, something. It is just super hydrating. It's winter. So I just bought, like, two of the giant. They come in, like, supersize me sizes. Yes. I just bought two of those. So that's kind of, I just bought that. I think I'm trying to think. Other good things that I like actually buy.
Are you still running on like leftovers from the closet that like stockpiled?
Yeah,
I did that for a couple of years.
Oh, I'm running on I got the vacation sunscreen mailer and I'm running on that. Like okay. Really good. You know, I have the mousse one, which everyone is like, I think everyone's like obsessed with it. That's not in beauty. And I'm like, oh, this is a good flex. Soft Services, I got their hand cream, which has a huge waiting list right now because I think it's retinol in it. I think I'm right. I don't know. Maybe I'm spreading false.
Are you a hand cream person?
I am a lotion person. I have been like, ever since I was six, I have just like, if I get out of the shower, I have to slip and slide around my room because I love to apply so much lotion. I just love it. I'm so weird about, I'm on the quest. Cam always says I'm on the quest for like the world's softest skin because I just love lotion.
Cam's your partner, right?
Yes.
For people that don't know you.
I'm talking like it's my best friend and that, you know, every detail of my life. Yes. Cam is an incredible partner. And he said he's also now become kind of a beauty a beauty boy. That's what I'm saying. When I got the future,
and you're raising
slugging.
A little beauty boy,
yes.
Right?
Oh, I'm raising.
Does
a beauty
he get looped
king.
Up too?
Odie is slugged. Yes, Odie is following the 3-step futurized slugging method. Yeah, Odie, and I just got. He's got his little. He has the best curly hair. Ever.
Yeah.
So I'm just like.
Do you have him typed yet with the
three? Yeah, great question. I think he's, honestly, I think he's the same as me. And I think he's like a 3C, 4A, maybe. Okay. We got different, as you know, as beauty editors, we all know that like it's a different curl pattern on each part of his head. So I think there's parts we got some 3Bs, we got some 3Cs. You know, he's working through it as he gets hair, but this is the part where I geek out. I have so many saved photos of hairstyles I want to do on this poor Odie that he's like, I'm like, you have no idea what's in for you. Cause I'm like, I want to give him a low top. I want to do all of these hairstyles on him. And he's like, Mom, let me just like grow in my hair first before we plan.
I feel
plan.
It's going to backfire. You know how it is with parents, just knowing from my history, like if you want that, he's going to want the exact opposite of
no,
it.
No,
he's going to be like,
know.
Just give me like a level one buzz, yeah. Like the whole head.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be like, take me to Supercuts and just do nothing. And I'm like, absolutely not. We have to go deep, deep, deep into these rare finds to get you a hair. Yeah, I know. He's the best, but he has little curly hair, perfect soft skin, chunky little, like the chunkiest little croissant legs ever. So he's a beauty boy too. He's like more of a fashion boy, I would say, but.
Okay.
There's a crossover.
He'll get there. Well, you've got your skincare mm-hmm. games on point. I was thinking having you as our co-host, and I was just like, wow, it's been a year as we wrap up the year, because I think this is our last episode before we go on replay, actually, so everybody knows that too. There's been so many skincare launches, Future-Wise being one of them, obviously. Mm-hmm. Are there any brands other than, you mentioned soft services, any others that sort of stick out for you that you're like excited about that happened this year?
Yeah, great question. There's been so many. And I know you and I were talking just as gals about so many celebrity skincare brands, which I'm like,
yes.
I don't know if we need any more of those. I feel like it's not brand new, but I just personally got super into the topicals. Honestly, you want to know, this is a gas up moment for you. I was reading your article on The Cut, Dark Spots with Pregnancy, which is something that I too suffered from postpartum. And the Faded Serum, Brightening Serum, I added that to my routine because of that. And it's the same ingredients you were calling out in your article. So I was like, wow, aligned.
Yes.
Aligned.
Yes. Consistency. That's what I remember from researching that article. That's
consistency, sunscreen. Black Girl sunscreen, yes. Not new, but another favorite.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to get into some more of your favorites when we get to the Raise the Wand portion of the podcast. But next up, you and I are going to do the news. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay, it is time for the news. I have some good news on a beat that I know you've covered extensively, the topic of hair discrimination. So I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Here we are at the end of the year. In good news this year, Louisiana and Massachusetts passed hair discrimination laws, bringing the number of states with laws preventing hair discrimination to 18. But Chloe, I was looking this up. I was like, okay, that's great. But 60% of the U.S. population still lives somewhere where there's no protections like this in place. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that. And also share this set. I forgot about this. This is from when Delaware passed their law. They did a study. Apparently, Black women are 80% more likely to change their natural hair to conform to social norms or expectations at work than anyone else. So more likely than anyone else. I know you can talk to this because you've edited packages on this for Elle. You're a Black woman.
Yes,
tell
yes.
me,
these are
have
all true
you
things.
Experienced, do you think that this type of law is going to help push the culture forward?
Okay, great question. I know. It's so, like, all of the things. So frustrating, annoying, complex, difficult. Positive we have the laws, but, like, completely need to change the conversation. Because talking from personal experience, I remember when I was in school, I had got braids. You know, we talk about braids. It takes, like, 10 hours, 6 hours, so long. So I had gotten braids. I went to school. And my principal all the time was like, you can only have 2 braids and you can't have all those braids. And it's like, I mean, 2 braids is pigtails, a white-facing hairstyle. So it's just this narrative of presenting whiteness to whiteness that has to be erased. And, like, I don't know. But with 60%, it's like of people living without these laws. So that's actual discrimination happening in workplaces. And then 80%, that feeling of that you'd have to change your hair to conform. I think it's just we have to completely change the conversation around this. I think there's so many people doing such great work in it. Ayanna Pressley, Congresswoman, she wrote a piece for us for Elle because she had braids and then she had alopecia. And it was just this like, hair is so tied to identity, especially for women of color. So when you're stripping away someone's hair and their, you know, what they can and can't do, it's a personal attack on their identity. So changing that is the biggest chunk here. And I don't know. You've done it at Marie Claire with just having conversations. At Ally, my friend Markia wrote this story of like, why do I know so much about white hair? And it's basically like, I know we know how to use dry shampoo. I know what a balayage is, you know, like I know all these things, but there are some beauty editors that wouldn't be able to speak to our 3C4A conversation, you know? So it's very much like completely shifting this conversation to make it so much more inclusive and so much more of a norm of like black hair exists in so many different ways.
Yeah. You mentioned your experience at school. How old were you that like, did you get called to the principal's office? What happened?
Oh, it was awful. Okay. It was, thank you for letting me relive this terrible incident.
Oh no, is this true?
Not at all. No, it was grade. I think I thought it was so cool. It was like fifth grade. And I was like the day before school started, you know, when you go to the school, you get your packets, you wear your outfit, you let everyone like see you. You're like, hey, everyone.
You had fresh braids.
I had fresh braids for a brand new school year. And then she was like, nope, only two. So we had to take them out that night. And again, the lack of like.
You did not just sit through getting braids and then have to take them out.
That night. I mean, looking back now, it's like, I think like I have a lot. Lawsuit, I guess, but it's, you know, statute of limitations.
18
like
states,
that.
I think
exactly. But also that feeling like this is happening to me, and I lived in California, and I was like so many levels of privilege, and I was 12, and I had the opportunity to take them out, and you know, and all of those things. But that's like, it's just demoralized. Like, so then you have to start school the next day. Like, that's the part of where these actions and this discrimination is attached to so much more than just the braids or the hair, you know?
I can't get over this, because what really bothers me the most about this rule is it wasn't you can't have braids, which maybe in some weird thing you could justify. I don't know how, because they'd like, oh, only natural, truly natural hairstyles. Fine.
Yes, yes.
But the fact that you can have two is like the white girls are allowed to have their pigtails.
Yes.
And if you want to do white girl pigtails, then you're allowed to have the braids.
Yes, exactly.
That's kind of what they were saying.
That's exactly what they were saying.
That's so messed up.
It's so messed up. And I mean, to add another layer on this, so many white girls would come back from their trips. This was the height of going to Jamaica and getting the braids with the beads and coming back. So it's like this very, very complicated conversation. And that's happening. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's so much has to change, and so people are doing such good work changing this in the conversation, passing these laws and doing these things. But it really is like that baseline understanding of how hair is so attached to identity and how this makes people feel and these actions. I mean, yeah, it's awful. I think like laws to fight against discrimination, which is constantly happening, is great. So I want to completely celebrate that. But
even if all 50 states passed a law, or actually I should point out a federal legislation did pass in, Congress did something. So in Congress, at least, they passed legislation to make this a federal protection for hair discrimination. But as of, you know, the air date of this, the Senate has not passed that. So it's not yet federal law. But like you said, even if federal law comes out and there's no hair discrimination, that doesn't automatically make, you know, bias go away.
Exactly. And like speaking to bias, I think we did a really great project of audiograms on Elle where we had about 50 black women talk about their experience of having black hair in corporate America. And I would urge your listeners to listen because it was just so powerful and poignant. People cried. It was just a great experience. But it was a lot of people, I feel like people could feel seen and understand, you know, the reality of this situation.
Yes, go listen, and then we should tell them to forward it to their senator so that when this law comes up to pass, hopefully in 2023, it'll get passed. Okay, keeping on the law and hair beat, I don't know how this happened, but I wanted to talk to you about news I saw this week that Olaplex is the latest hair brand to face questions about the quality and safety of its products, according to a report that was just in Bloomberg. So the reason this made news is, I love when this happens. I love just because it's funny to me that like TikTok can make news these days, but Kristen Cavallari, who last I checked is not a hair scientist, I'm just going to put that out there,
and is also
went on TikTok.
Anti-vax.
Is she okay? So she loves a conspiracy. Keep it going.
Yes.
She said that to her followers about Olaplex, quote, "I was using it too much and it literally broke my hair." So I'm not saying that didn't happen, but I've noticed this trend. I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Like the minute a hair brand gets super popular, the Reddits start rolling in, or like, you know, TikToks about how it destroyed my hair. So I can think of a couple, maybe you can too. There was Wen, there was Tresemme, had like a keratin product that people said was bad. Diva Curl, didn't you, like they had that.
Yeah.
Did you see the not so pretty documentary that Keke Palmer narrated?
Yes.
Okay, so the whole Diva Curl lawsuit is, you know, they go over that in there. Do you think there's something to this? Like when there's smoke, there's fire, there's truth in this? Or do you think it's just like the minute a brand gets big enough, there's going to be people that have unrelated issues and are going to tie them to the brand?
Yes. Okay, great question. I think it's case-by-case basis can commonly be both or one or the other. Because I think with Olaplex, like recently this year, there was also like this fear that it was tied to pregnancy infertility. Did you see that? That was an earlier Olaplex. I mean, but I think that has been, then I think Allure came out of the story and was like, this isn't true. Anyway, I think like it's kind of people build these brands up. It's so much is attached to hype. Oh, I want to try this. Oh, I want to do this. And then it kind of like, almost like the way we treat celebrity in a way. You know, we build up to so much. And then these small, I think it's like, I'm like all over the place about this because I think it's so many things. But I think there are actual products out in the world that exist that harm people. And those should be stopped. Like, I think that study came out about relaxers can have a possible link to ovarian cancer. That is huge. And that is,
I think it was uterine cancer.
Uterine cancer. Yes. That is huge and real and scientifically backed by scientists and professionals. So I think that's kind of, we gotta just go to the scientists and the professional. Like, that's why gassing you up again. That's why I really like you. You know, this is your job, journalist. I think there's a lot of journalists
to the bottom.
Do to the bottom of the truth. And I think people really run with that one Reddit comment, that one TikTok comment, and it's not always true. Like, there could, with Kristen Cavallari, for example, there could be a million reasons why something is going wrong with her hair. If she were to seek medical advice, maybe it is Olaplex. We don't know. But again, keywords are here, like seek medical advice, speak to experts.
Also, keyword for me is like variable, like single variable. Like while you're using whatever hair products, so much could be going on in your life that hair, that affects your hair. I remember learning from a dermatologist that like, say you got anesthesia, you know, 3 to 6 months later, you could have hair loss. Say you start a new supplement, that could cause hair changes, new drugs. Like it's really hard to pinpoint what causes problems with someone's hair. And I feel like the easy way to do that is if you're using X products and something goes wrong with your hair, you're going to assume it's the product. And sometimes it's not.
Yes, exactly. I know. I completely agree.
I don't want to, though, if someone's out there and has tried some of these products and had issues and are sure of it, like, I don't want to doubt the person who's saying it. Like,
no,
if you know your truth and you're sure of it, like, yes, share your information. But it's something also about these brands, like, the more effective the product is, the more likely people start to worry about it because they're like, why does it work so well? What's in it?
Yeah. You know what I mean? No, that is such a good, they're like, I can't trust this magic. The hype, I think the hype around it gets so big.
I can't trust this magic is actually hilarious.
I can't trust this magic.
There have been products like that where I try it and I'm just like, what did they put in? Like, it's really good. And then you immediately get suspicious. What's up with that?
Yeah, that is fair. That is fair. You know, stay scared, everyone. That's our motto. Stay scared, stay curious. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, we'll keep an eye here at Fat Mascara on that Olaplex lawsuit. As far as I can tell from the research that I did, there is not a particular ingredient in there that has yet been shown to cause hair breakage. In fact, it's like a sulfide bond. It does the opposite of that. But we'll see what happens. And as there's more research, maybe we'll figure that one out. Okay, just a little fun. This is so funny. When I pulled up this segment to write about it, I was like, oh, beauty advent calendars. There's not nearly as much drama as last year with that Chanel one. Mm-hmm. Then just, a couple days ago, poor Dior, Jackie Ina went on and like unboxed the Dior beauty advent calendar and went to town on it. First of all, I'm an agnostic Jew. Can you explain advent calendars to me? Like, why do people love these so much?
Well, this is helpful because the incident of my hair was at a Catholic school. So, you know, we're kind of, we're bringing this whole thing together. Advent calendars, I feel like it You know, the gateway to the advent calendar, I imagine, was the chocolate advent calendars of youth. That's how we got everyone hooked, where it was like you'd get, it'd be 1 to 25, and you'd open every day and eat a small piece of chocolate. You know, tis the season. I don't know. Capitalism, I guess, is the overarching here. And then capitalism and consumption. And then I think we moved the beauty. People were like, oh, this applies to beauty. I will say, which you probably have this at Marie Claire too, people love beauty advent calendars. Like
I remember like 10 years ago when the first one came out, it was like a really, that'd be a cool thing to get under the tree. Like, or not the tree, because you give it on like December 1st. Every day there's like a fun little treat in there. It was before the unboxing thing became so huge on YouTube. Like it was like, oh, I get to be an unboxer too. So I get the surprise factor of it. But just like since 2020 and the pandemic, I feel like we've been talking about sustainability more now that we get stuff shipped to our houses. It's not exactly the most sustainable.
I think it's the farthest from sustainable. Well, I also, it's not sustainable, and it's like, it's weird sizing. I get like, you've never tried this before. You want to try these little bits of products. This is the vibe.
That's a good point.
But I get that. Like, it's just a new Birchbox, you know? But I think it's moved to a point of like, a gigantic package for a little baby, like unsustainable, you know, lip gloss. I just don't know. I know it's pretty bonkers. People still do buy them. I will say that because from Elle, but very unsustainable. Yes. Unless even when they're doing like, this is like my hot take, but even when they say they're sustainable, like they're not, because it's like all new waste that can't super be reused. Right. Like it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know, it's tricky.
Well, I like the travel idea. I like the idea of like experimenting with new products you might not have gotten. Like, for example, Rawa. I actually like that hair brand. They have one that has 12 travel sizes of their products. And then I saw Aloe Yoga. People are so hot for this brand and I don't understand it. It's like travel size beauty products, but then they have like merch, like hair ties that say Aloe Yoga in it. That I guess if you're an Aloe Yoga fan, like you're super psyched to have your hair ties say Aloe Yoga.
Yes, another thing to flag on these is like the price point on them is sometimes like, I think the Aloe Yoga is $250 and we're getting a hair tie. So that is always a really tricky conversation to have. I mean, everyone just spend their money how they want, but it always reminds me of like that Olivia Jade video where she does like holiday haul luxury, because it's like the craziest stuff she was getting. Yes, maybe, yeah, to each their own holiday cheer. But yeah, advent calendars are a unique facet of current beauty culture.
I was thinking too, when I saw the Dior one, which is $3,500, I was like, you know what? It's not necessary. These are luxury brands. They're meant to be over the top. Like Chanel, they didn't really hurt money-wise just because of last year's like kerfuffle over their advent calendar. Yeah. Like, I'm sure they're doing fine. And great Dior's, word. It's like,
kerfuffle. I love it. I love it.
I don't think it's a kerfuffle like ever.
I love that.
And Dior, like, no joke, like, it's a fun brand. The look, like, it's chic. Yeah. Like, I can't afford a Dior couture dress ever in my life. Mm-hmm. But, like, being able to buy a Dior perfume makes me really happy. Mm-hmm. So I could see that you could get that luxury experience for, like, even though it seems like a lot of money, it's still a lot less than, like, the actual luxury experience. So I get that part of it.
And it's a fun brand moment. It kind of has the same energy of, like, the Goop holiday guide, you know, the egg. It gets people talking when you're...
Oh, speaking of fun, I sent you a link to this. Did you see the Lush one?
No. Yes, you did. Okay. It's $300 bath bomb, right? It's like a...
Well, it's $300. You get 25 bath bombs. And I was like, okay. I mean, price-wise, that might almost work out. I'm not sure about that.
Yes.
And it's not... It's a reusable trunk, so it's not like one of those plastic things that you open, so I like that. But so I was going through the bath bombs that you get... There's a gift horse. Like, they're so kitschy. It's a literal horse. Like, it's like it looks like hee-haw. You drop them in your bath. And I love Lush. So I was like, okay, they're having fun with it. I feel like they're poking a little bit of a...
Wait, I love Lush too. Lush, like go off Lush. They're like fun and kooky and crazy. And we were together on a story and I had the best time talking to their team. And they were all like, we're going on a retreat and it's going to be like really good vibes. And I was like, you guys are doing something special over there. But yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
On the plus side, they're not on social media. So if anybody's dragging it, like they won't know.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even have social media.
You know what? That's smart.
Well, this brings me to the last thing I want to talk about with you as we're wrapping up the year, the news cycle this year, the less is more approach that I sort of mentioned and the advent calendar being the opposite of that. But the pace of beauty, you're working now for a beauty brand mm-hmm. that clearly launches new products. That's how you, you know, make money. That's how the world pushes forward. Do you think there needs to be a slowdown though? Like, I feel like there's a new product every freaking day from some of these brands.
Yes, there's a new... I feel like we talked about this in the beginning. There's a new celebrity product too. Oh, okay. Do you feel that way? Yeah. I feel like...
I think we've hit saturation.
Yes. Well, I just feel like Brad Pitt had
left?
Right?
There's, My joke was Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd
needs his line.
Drop yes. the routine. Paul Rudd needs to bottle like his water. Yeah, definitely so much. Yeah, I think what I'm really... What gets me, like, I'm sure... This sounds so stupid, but what gets me excited is like innovation in the space. You know what I mean? So like, what is like the new ingredient technology? What is the new change up of all of these things? Like that is what I'm like, okay, 2023, we're not in a pandemic. We're in a pandemic. No one wants to talk about it. Everyone wants to talk about it. Like we're in like a weird space in beauty. Beauty was crazy in 2020. Like all of these weird conversations. I'm like, where are we going to like net land? And where do we net land with like Gen Z, where do we net land with all of these new players at the table? But yes, that's my thought. But
she's being rhetorical. I want the answer from you. I'm like, Chloe, come on. This is like your beat. Like
you don't have the answer, Sway. Look at this. I like innovation and ingredients and products and like niche and all of that. I think, don't you feel like that's where the fun and excitement is? I guess for me as an editor, like the newness yes. and creativity and genius and invention and all of that stuff.
Yes. And I think that towards the end of this year, I haven't seen that much innovation. I've seen a lot of me too, or a lot of let's put our brand name on this thing that people were already doing. So I'm excited for true innovation, same. And I think that's when it's okay to have a lot of new products out if you actually do something different that I want to hear about. It's like a weird place to land at the end of the year, though.
It is a weird place to land. And as someone who loves, I mean, I think self-services did a good job of like expanding into body, but I would love more innovation in the lotion space a little bit.
Yeah, below the neck. I feel
below
like there's
some the
gadgets for your face and
yeah.
like hair sulfide bond stuff. And body sort of got... Yeah, I haven't seen.
That's our free idea. Body. I would love more body.
The next frontier.
Right? The next frontier is innovation. I mean, I guess there's like, I feel like people are doing those like lights for their hands to like, you know, like that devices and stuff. But I don't know. More innovation so I could finish my quest for the softest skin in 2020.
Everybody out there who's listening who works at a beauty brand, help Chloe.
Thank you, Mad Max. I have to.
Her whole family does.
Our whole family's depending on it, okay? Yes, exactly.
All right, well, that was the news, sort of an end of the year wrap up, and we're going to go raise some wands. Let's do it.
Yes.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Hey, it's time to raise a wand. Actually, I should have let you introduce this person. Go ahead and introduce Teresa for everyone. You could just say, like, take it away, Teresa.
Take it away, Teresa.
Hi, Jess and Jen. I mean, Silver Bell. I'm Teresa in New York City. I'm a longtime listener, and I've been with you since the first episode. You've been asking for Black women-owned businesses to raise a wand to, and I have two for you. The first is called Redoux, REDOUX NYC. You could look them up on Instagram at REDOUX NYC. It's a soap company. I love a bar soap, and this is a great one. Excellent cleaning soap with the most interesting scents ever. The company dropped two new soaps last month called Don't Think and Room 621. Don't Think is a charcoal-based sage and patchouli and Room 621 is a red clay-based soap with rose, labdanum, and patchouli. It is such a beautiful scent. I can't say enough about it. The second business is called O&A Every Day. I discovered this business in Asheville, North Carolina last month in a small boutique. It's O plus sign A Every Day. It's an olive oil and aloe-based moisturizer. It's Again, fantastic. An incredibly effective moisturizer. There are three choices. One is called Soul, which is a frankincense and myrrh that is clean, woody, and crisp. Silverbell, you will love this one. And the other is Soothe, a lavender sandalwood scent. And then there's an unscented version. Two excellent companies and with excellent products. So that's my Razor Wand. I hope everyone listening looks them up. Thanks for everything. You ladies keep it interesting and relevant always. Enjoy the holidays. Bye.
Okay. First of all, Teresa, I'm dying. You called me Silver Bell twice. Let's never talk about my Sephora modeling career again, everyone. But those were excellent recommendations.
Beauty. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I interrupted you. Keep going.
I love having guest co-hosts. Yeah, let's never talk about that again. But Teresa, those were excellent recommendations. Thank you. Listeners, if you want to raise a wand, I'm just going to leave your homework the same until the end of the year. And when we come back in January, we'll change it up. But for now, we're still looking for small, indie, woman-owned brands, products, things like that. Keep them coming. I'm loving hearing them. You can email voicemail to info@fatmascara.com or call me. I won't pick up the phone. I'll just let it go to voicemail, and you can just leave me a little recording of why you like a product. The number is 646-481-8182. It's also in the show notes for everybody. And now we get to the fun part where my guest co-host is going to raise her wands. So, like, you're my special guest, so I want to, like, fully just throw this over to you with a couple questions, because I want a couple raise a wands here. So first up, what skincare product would you like to raise a wand to?
Okay, first I want to say I have been dreaming of getting to raise a wand in my beauty career. So this is another gas up moment for me. I'm like letting it sink in, you know, remembering where I am. Okay, skincare product. Because we've been on the soft skin beat, I think Hana Hana Beauty Butter. Unscented for me. The shea butter, I love it. I love the founder. She's incredible. Beautiful human. And it's really good, hydrating, like it's the perfect balance of creamy, not too oily, soft. So their beauty butter is my current favorite for my soft skin quest.
I love that. Do you go unscented for like skin health reasons or because your fragrance is coming from somewhere else?
Great question. I went unscented because I started using it religiously when I was pregnant and anything smelled awful. So I was like, okay, unscented. Unscented
and now you're
for
hooked.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah. I think lavender, I could switch into the lavender game. Bamboo coconut, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have lavender. I think they have bamboo coconut. Anyway, yes.
Okay. Moving on. Favorite makeup product to raise a wand to right now.
Okay. My favorite makeup product right now has to be the Sunny's Face Lippies. It was the last big launch when I was at Elle. So I remember being so excited to get the product. And they're just like cloud, perfect mattes. I love, love, love them. I've added them together. So favorite makeup right now. Really good lippies.
And is it the original one that they launched, that cloud matte that's like
original,
matte but not drying,
yes.
But like fluffy kind
fluffy,
of?
Fluffy, very fluffy, matte but not trying. It just, I like love like nude or like very neutral browns makeup looks. And like that, that's like all the only time if I do my makeup, it's always like all like rusty browns. I like to look like a penny at all times. All right.
Okay, not to put you on the spot, but can you share which colors?
Yes,
you like?
For you. I think the Baby Spice is my favorite brown. It's like rosy, a little bit of deeper, redder undertones, but it's still like a nice brown. And Baby Spice is a great name. If I want to go lighter, if I'm feeling like, you know, fresher that day, I'll go for the Milk Tea. Just like a little bit of a lighter brown.
Also a great name.
Also a great name. Yes, exactly. So I just love their browns. I love brown lipstick. So there's another one.
Yeah.
B-Day, which, you know, I think it's an homage to Beyonce, homage to your birthday. It could be every day. That one's a good one, too. So those are the browns in rotation, mixing and matching. I also feel like, you know this, and I feel like everyone knows this. Like, I love when makeup artists, like, mix a bunch of shades when they do your makeup or they're doing celebrities' makeups. They're like, oh, it's these four shades. And so I, in my 2x4 bathroom, channel my inner, you know, Daniel Martin and do the same thing. So I'm just like, I love it. Yes.
My inner Daniel Martin.
My
I
inner
love that.
Daniel Martin. My inner Priscilla Ono.
Okay. All right. So we got your lip. We got your skin. What about hair? What hair product would you like to raise a wand to?
I feel like I'm making this podcast such a full circle moment because, again, can't express how excited I am that you brought me on here. I think, so for the new year, I'm changing my hair and I just ordered a shit
ton of... Okay, what are you going to do?
Okay, great question. Thank you. I just ordered a lot of Expressions braiding hair, and I'm like, it's the go-to, you know, like tried and true. Expressions with a giant X on the thing is the go-to braiding hair. Ordered 10 packs. I think I'm going to do twists again. I was 2020, I was always wearing twists. It was like my thing. And then I was like, oh, I want to change. I want to be different, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm like, I'm just going to go back to twists. You know, it just feels
how long?
Very long.
What length are we getting from Expressions?
Thank you for asking the important hard inch. I think you ordered 40 inches of hair. I like them to graze the top of my booty. Mom hair to me has to be like floor length or just a little bit up. So yes, very long.
2023 will be the year of the long. Yes, that sounds lovely.
Right?
And so Expressions is your brand.
Yeah, hair. It's just so tried and true. I've been getting it for so long. Like,
I feel nostalgic, right?
When I order it. Yeah, it's a classic. And then whenever I ask like cool black girls, like, oh, like what's the best hair, do you think? They always say Expressions. So I'm like, okay, I'm
done.
Trekking to the right place.
Raise a wand.
Raise a wand.
And last, you know, we love fragrance here at Fat Mascara. What are you smelling these days? What's your favorite fragranced product?
Okay, no, I was going to actually go with a candle. I got Drake's candles and I pretended that Drake sent them to me to Cam. And I was like, he sent them to me. I was like, yeah, he did. He DM'd me and he for my address and he sent them. And Cam believed me for a millisecond. So I was like, okay, keeping the magic alive relationship.
It's not like that wouldn't happen in your old life as L.com beauty director. Like,
yeah,
even if they faked it for us, they would have like made a handwritten note like from Drake.
Yeah.
Honestly, Chloe, I didn't know he had candles.
He has candles. Yeah, which seems on brand for him. They're called Better World Fragrances. They smell good. They're very...
So humble.
Yes.
He's so humble, that one, right?
So humble, you know? He's just so relatable, humble. Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't say anything.
So what do they smell like? Tell me about Better World Candles.
I mean, let's be clear. They smell like Drake. So you get it. They're like... A little musky, a little seedy, a little
like club floor, like guy
like a guy that like takes his hand and wipes it, you know, down his mouth as he calls you baby girl, you know, like they smell like that in a candle. A little holiday-y, I'm not gonna lie. A little like,
okay,
little fire burning. I think we have a lot of musk notes in there. That's what we're picking up. But yeah, I just feel like they set a vibe. You know, the new SZA's out. You have your Drake candle. You're just like feeling some type of way. You're feeling, like I said, kind of gross, but kind of great,
I love that you're not listening to him. You're listening to SZA instead. And you're like, I'm already over his album. I mean, so we're going to light his candle. We'll move on to SZA.
I can only support one business venture at a time from a celebrity.
Right. You can't listen. It's like wearing the band shirt to the concert.
Yes,
no.
Yes,
I can't burn the candle while I stream the song.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
All right. Hear that, Drake? All right.
Carrie, thank you so much for sending, Drake. Feel free to send more. See you on the DMs,
exactly.
Drake.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to skip my raise a wand because I ceded all of mine to you and you did a fabulous job with them. So thank you for that. We're winding down here, but I do have to remind our listeners, this Friday is our annual Naughty and Nice special. So Jess and I will be doing that. We wrap up the year with like our biggest trends, the best, the worst. We do it every year. And then we have a week off because it's the holidays and we'll be back in the new year with a great interview. And huge thanks to my guest co-host, Chloe Hall. Thank you so much for coming on Fat Mascara.
Oh, thank you for having me. Truly honor of a lifetime. I am so, 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 so grateful. So thank you. Thank you. This has been just incredible. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so,
so
grateful.
Much fun.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, get your beauty sleep. We'll see you on Friday. We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll
know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.